From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, October 13th. Coming up, we look at a property tax referendum on the ballot in Champaign County. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows will take us to Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve near Mahomet to hear what officials and voters think of the proposal. But first, these headlines. With 3 weeks to go until Election Day, more than 500,000 Illinoisans have already voted in the November election. Hannah Meisel has more.
An emphasis on voting early, by mail or in person, during the coronavirus pandemic has meant record-breaking totals for pre-election day voting in Illinois. As of Friday, more than 526,000 people have either submitted their ballots or gone to early voting locations. Earlier this year, lawmakers passed a measure requiring the state to send applications for mail-in ballots to all Illinoisans who voted in the last few election cycles. More than 2 million voters have requested a mail-in ballot, and nearly 400,000 have completed and mailed their ballots so far, or returned them at special ballot drop boxes in many parts of the state. As Election Day nears, more early voting locations will open. Voters can find drop box locations and their polling place at elections.il.gov. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are happening under a cloud. Durbin delivered his opening remarks yesterday as a member of the Judiciary Committee. Durbin says President Trump is rushing to get a justice onto the court to strip away the Affordable Care Act and potentially weigh in on the election itself.
Voting rights, civil rights, the right to privacy and choice, environmental protection, gun safety laws, marriage equality, dreamers, work protection. These are the stakes. If we wait just a few more days, we'll know what the American people have to say.
The confirmation hearings continue today with questioning of Judge Barrett. You can watch on WILL-TV or listen on WILL AM 580. Besides all the races for local, state, and federal office, some Illinois residents will make another key decision this fall, whether Justice Tom Kilbride will serve another term on the state Supreme Court. He's up for retention and needs to receive at least 60% yes votes. Herb Trix has more.
Since first being elected to the court in 2000, Kilbride has participated in more than 1,800 cases and says it's wrong to say that he alone is responsible for any one of them. His opponents try to blame him for rejecting pension reform, but it was a unanimous decision.
Folks try and make the court look as if it's political, and of those seven, four of us were initially elected as Democrats. Three were initially elected as Republicans.
The 3rd Judicial District in Illinois covers 21 counties from the Quad Cities and Macomb across the state to the Indiana border. Kilbride was first elected to the state Supreme Court in 2000 and retained with a 65% vote in 2010. I'm Herb Trix.
Illinois reported more than 2,700 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, along with 13 additional deaths from the virus. The 7-day positivity rate for the state is at 4.3%, up nearly a full percentage point from 1 week ago. Champaign County reported 10 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are currently 315 active cases in the county, continuing a decline since Friday. Douglas County reported its 9th death from COVID-19 yesterday and 18 new cases, for a total of nearly 400 cases since the outbreak began. Still to come, the Champaign County Forest Preserve District is looking for more revenue to maintain its parks. We'll learn about a property tax referendum on the ballot. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois Newsroom's Tuesday focus on election issues continues with a look at a tax referendum on the Champaign County ballot. If voters approve, it will mean more money for the county's system of forest preserves, just as they're experiencing an increase in visitors. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
It's a warm fall afternoon at Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve, and Gary and Debbie Tooker from nearby Mahomet are having lunch at a picnic table not far from the preserve's botanical gardens, where they were married some years earlier. Gary Tooker says he's a frequent visitor to Lake of the Woods, but nowadays he has more company.
You know, I used to come out here when I was younger with big groups of younger people, and everybody, you know, for like 10, 15 years kind of forgot the place even existed until COVID. I mean, this is the most people I've seen in this park in years.
The search for safe places to hang out during the COVID-19 pandemic has sent attendance up 50% from last year at Lake of the Woods and the other forest preserves in the Champaign County Forest Preserve District. College-age Muhammad resident Erin Jessup says she's been coming to Lake of the Woods because it's a good place to meet with friends.
Seeing people at a distance is much easier when you're outside, and so it's been a great place to spend time with some friends that I maybe haven't caught up with in a while.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District includes 6 preserves, if you include the Champaign County portion of the Kickapoo Rail Trail. Executive Director Mary Ellen Woolner hopes the increased visits to all of them translate into support for the district's tax referendum on the November 3rd ballot. Woolner says the current property tax rate, even when supplemented by grants and donations, isn't enough to cover all the work needed at the preserves, like the restoration of Willow Pond at the Middle Fork River Forest Preserve near Penfield.
The only swimming beach in Champaign County, that project is not eligible for grants. The only way we can accomplish that work that needs to be done on that pond is through revenue, is through tax revenue.
Here are the numbers. Woolner says about $29 from the property tax bill on a $100,000 home in Champaign County goes to the Forest Preserve District. If voters approve the district's request for a 1.5 cent tax increase per $100 assessed valuation, that property tax bill would go up by a little more than $5, contributing an additional $690,000 a year for the district budget. Woolner says the Forest Preserve tax and the proposed increase are small compared to what other taxing bodies charge. But she says the money would help with a backlog of pressing work, like repairs to the spillway that helps control the water level at Lake of the Woods.
If we lose this spillway here at Lake of the Woods, we could be in real danger of having a breach in that lake. So these are things that are just, the time has come for us to address them.
Champaign County voters said no to the last tax referendum for the Forest Preserve District in 2008. But Debbie Tooker, who joined her husband Gary for lunch at Lake of the Woods, says with attendance up due to the coronavirus, now may be the time to say yes.
Because of the upgraded use, I mean, maybe, like Gary said, some people kind of forgot what was out here for a while, but now everything's getting used more. And maybe the upgrades that could be let go previously no longer can be.
The referendum has been endorsed by several conservation and recreation groups in the county, and also the Champaign County Farm Bureau, which had opposed the previous Forest Preserve referendum in 2008. Farm Bureau manager Brad Eukin says they support the current referendum because the district is now using grants and donations, not tax money, to acquire land. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
You can find this and other election stories at illinoisnewsroom.org/election2020. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Ryan Denham, Herb Trix, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.